Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord that He blesses us. I pronounce blessings on the people of God. I love God's people. Lord, help us to go forward, choosing your path. One thing about trusting God, most people would love to trust God, and they desire to trust God. A man just said yesterday that he desires to trust God like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, even to the point of a fiery furnace. And to get there, we have to have a relationship, because trust is based on the past, whereas faith is always current. If you believe God, you're taking Him at face value without the past. But trust, there will be a time the Lord will tell you to do something. And it can be pivotal. It can be a make or break moment, and you're just going to have to trust Him. You know, this kind of thing happened with Abraham. He had to offer up his only begotten son to make a covenant. And he did it. And his son, and some say he was grown, he was willing. He could have run off, but he didn't. And then there's Rebecca. And she went with Abraham's servant to marry somebody she had never seen. "Will you go with this man?" her brother asked her. She said, "I will go." This kind of trust, we need it. But it comes from having a relationship with God. With your Father, God. He's your Father through Jesus Christ. We can do it through Christ. We can do all things through Christ. We can even trust God. And it would seem like it's easy to trust God. And it becomes easy as you relate to Him. Because you're going to learn to trust Him more than other things, other people, other advice, other conditions. The Word of God will help us to do these things, to operate on a higher form of trust. Because there will be a day that you're going to have to just take God and His word and not what you see, not what you've heard, not what you hear, and not the conditions that you're used to. If you can trust God, you will pioneer. You'll do something that's never been done in your life. And sometimes you'll do things that's never been done in your history. And sometimes you'll be able to do something that's never been done in the history of man. If the Lord say do something and you do it promptly, without hesitation, that kind of trust comes from a relationship. A relationship with God. Interaction. Don't expect to do it if you don't ask God questions and get your doubts solved. You can't have doubts in the back of your mind and trust God too. It's possible, but it's not plausible. It may not happen that way. But when you trust God, it takes rejection to trust God. You have to reject something that would interfere. You have to reject all forms of interference to trust God. The enemy don't want you to trust God. When I was about to get saved, the enemy spoke to me. Satan did. If you get saved, you're going to be bored. I said, and I thought he was telling the truth. I didn't know the voice of the enemy yet. That was just a thought that came to me. I know it was the enemy. I sensed it was the enemy then. I said, I don't care, this is right. Because I responded to a thought, a concept from somebody else. I said, I don't care, this is right. And I believed on Jesus, and I was thoroughly sorry for all my sins, and I asked him to cleanse me of all of them. And I hated the day that I did the despicable sins that I did do. The things that I did on purpose and the things that I didn't know about. And then while I asked him to forgive me, as I studied the word, I asked him to forgive me. I forgave all the people that did me wrong. Because I was thankful. I was so thankful that God forgave me. I was willing to forgive all my lifetime enemies. And then I prayed for the people that did me wrong. Because God loves us. And I love him. And I want to know him more. I don't ever want to plane out and say, well, I'm satisfied with what I know about God already. I want to know more about him because it's intriguing to know God, how he operates, what he does. And I treasure him. I also treasure people. I see people with great with great potential because I see the potential in me. I see the difference God made in me. I know how I used to think, and I know how I think now, and I know what I'm learning, and anybody can do it. I frown on people that try to restrict people. I frown on people who try to act more than others, especially when they know what God can do in people. And I love people, and I endeavor to treat people like they can do anything they want to do. But it'll be through Christ. You know, when you live a life of reliance, you can live a powerful life. Now, a life without the reliance of God, if you don't trust him, you're not going to walk in full peace or full joy. You're going to have stress. I thought about this the other day. People are living with unnecessary stress. Yesterday's broadcast, it was called Roots. The Lord called it Roots. There are roots in us. Habit systems. Mindsets, they're rooted in our heart. The only way to challenge them, it's not going to change, it's not going to evaporate. You have to fill your heart with the Word of God and drive out the things that are rooted in that shouldn't be, and then replace them with good roots, the roots of the Word. When the Word takes roots in you, you can overpower your habit systems. Habit systems are not just things that addictions. I'm talking about mindsets as well. It can be addictions, like alcoholism. It can be rooted in your desire system, in your cravings. But see, your cravings change. What you crave to watch on TV, what you crave to, the entertainment you crave, all these things are rooted there. And you're going to gravitate to it unless you fill your heart with the Word of God. When people that don't fill their heart with the Word of God, they live a life with stress. But when you drive out the things that the limitations, the things that interfere with you trusting God, and the things that hold you back, You feel like a king. You know you can do better. You have a knowing that you can do better and better and better. And when you trust God, you know that you have foundation. That you can't see it, but you have it. You sense it. When the Lord tells me to do something, anytime the Lord tells you to do something, you have a peace. That's your first gift, and you have a joy. When you agree with it, it increases. When you act on it, it increases more so. But when you walk away from something God wants you to do, there's sorrow. And that's the path of stress. That's the path of limitation. That's the path of, that's what other people do. And that's why we have to follow Him. We have to get to know Him, and we have to learn His word. As you do so, you can go forward without restriction and live a greater life. Now, God loves us. He cares about us in every way of life, and He wants us to know Him. God wants to, He cares about us, so He gave us His word that we may live according to it. And He made preparations for you to know Him and go forward. All the roots that's contrary to you, the mindsets of people, even the mindsets of good people, Christian people. See, Christian people, they're doing the best they know, and they live, you know, or the best that they have received. They're living according to what, to the word that they receive, and they're under attack, and the enemy trying to. Through stress and pressure and the frustrations that come about, they receive the word and they lose some. They receive strength at church and then they lose some. So what you learn from people won't be perfect. It'll help you get by, because the challenges of life, they don't know how to control the challenges of life. But the Word of God gives you the ability to not only control what's around you. You can't control people's will, but you can control how you respond. You can control your emotions, your attitudes. And then you'll be able to control your influence. You'll be able to control your destiny. You can speak life where there's death, faith where there's doubt. You can bring the healing process of God to the situation. You can involve God to your nation. You can involve God at your workplace. When people won't listen to reason, the Lord can give you your wisdom to walk in. And it will shed light on the problem and how to solve it. You can take the high ground. These abilities come from the Word of God. And doing them enables you to trust God more, because you know you got the Word from Him. And then when He shows you something that you didn't know, you can learn how to undo all the things that have held you back. The mindset, it's beautiful. And I learned these things and didn't know how to explain them well. I knew it spiritually. So some things, you will understand it spiritually, but not mentally or naturally. But you know it, and you have a reference for it. And the Lord will give you more and more as you obedient. See, obedience is doing the things you trust. It's doing the Word of God. When a man receives the Word of God and acts on it, that's faith. When a man receives what the Lord tell them personally, and they trust it, and then they do it, that's not only faith, that's obedience. They're doing it in the name of Jesus. They're doing it because Jesus said do it. And that kind of obedience also, my friend, is faith. And that faith is what changes and redefines things on earth. Faith is a definer. But trust is reliance. And when you have reliance, you're not relying on your strength. You're relying on God's strength. You're relying on His wisdom. And you walk in His peace. And remember, peace is fellowship with God, which is also in perfect alignment. I mean perfect alignment with the love of God, the holiness of God, which is the supreme purity of God. and it's in alignment with the wisdom of God. But when you walk away, the sorrow you feel is aligned as leaven with the darkness of the world, which is the impurity, which is sin. It's in alignment with foolishness, and it's in alignment with the seeds of hatred, because it takes a leaven of hatred to walk away from the love of God. Remember something about the love of God. That's how we fulfill the law. Jesus broke our sin nature, which enabled us to walk in His kind of love. We've experienced love from God, so we have a reference of love. And if you walk in love, you will fulfill the law. If you continue to walk in the God kind of love, you will fulfill all of the law continually. The word of God is the knowledge of love. So all these wonderful changes are in you. You just have to receive what God is saying, and the Holy Spirit will help you organize it and understand it, and you walk in it. The more of God's word you receive, the more references you have, and the more you'll be enabled to trust Him. When you trust God, there's no stress. Now, I shared in yesterday's broadcast about roots. I shared how in business, I didn't trust God. I trusted my own thoughts. In ministry, I didn't know what to do, so I always relied on the Lord. It became like a reflex. Whenever I had to do something, I looked to the Lord. I never considered to do it my way. And the Lord taught me to follow Him, because I kept yielding to the Lord. And that was a lady at church. She kept reading. She read Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 for years, trusting the Lord with all thine heart, all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Lean not to your own understanding. That word got in my heart. And I had a pastor that heard from the Lord, and he preached the message that God gave, and I learned to do that too. See, there are people that people can do things and that can really help you. She don't even know how she helped me, and he probably don't know how he helped me, but I learned a skill because I watched and because I wanted to know God. And the Lord taught me to teach people to follow Him. I learned to trust Him. Now, in ministry, I was able to do what God gave me because I learned to walk in reliance. And that was no stress. But in business, I had all kind of problems because what I knew was wrong. The way I did things were wrong. I didn't understand how to get out of it. And the Lord taught me about business, and I began to get out of it. I began to walk to do better and better. I began to do better and better, and I began to have the life of God. I began to rely on Him in business. But business has its own work. It's a duty. You do something. But the Lord helped me to do better and better. And I'm a lot better now than I was. But in ministry, I do precisely what God say without hesitation. There's no restraint. There's no lag time. That whatever He say, I do it. And I confess that I do it. I confess that I do all that's in His heart. I confess that I'll cooperate. I confess that I'll walk His word, learn His word, do His word. And it's working. If you've been listening to these broadcasts, you know, I'm telling you, because the Lord helped me teaching profound things, and I love it. God loves us. And now was the time that we're going to see the hand of work of God. The king is coming. He's about to return. And I thank God for that. Every individual has a mighty purpose, and I love God. And I happen to be out of time. I have something that I got to do this morning. But the Lord loves us. When you trust Him, that's the best walk of peace. Not only do you know you're on the right track, you're going to do something that's going to make a difference. That's a good feeling. When the Lord tell me, when He wake me up and have me pray in the Holy Spirit, I know I'm making a difference for somebody. And sometimes He wake me up and have me praying in the Holy Spirit because He want to do something for somebody. See, God has to do things legally. He can't just do anything. He has to go through a protocol just like you do. And when you follow Him, you won't miss out. When you learn to trust Him, not only will you do better and make more intelligent decisions, but you're going to do things you're going to be rewarded for. And remember, when you're going to desire what God is going to give you, you're going to be thankful that you follow Him, that you follow through. And people are going to live and not die. In heaven, you're going to say, who are these people? And He said, these are the people you prayed for. These are the people that heard what you had to say. These are the people who, see, he's perfect. He knows every soul you've blessed. And it's going to be greater than you think. You thought you did nothing. You probably feel like your life is no good to God, but that's not true. You do affect people. But when you walk in the peace of God, that is stress-free living. And you won't age. Your aging process will be so much better. It gets in your countenance. It gets in your ways. It gets in your activity. The love and joy of God, the peace of God, it gets in your countenance. When you get older, you'll look better. But if you live a stressful life, it's going to get in that countenance, and it's going to, your face and your countenance will reflect what's in your heart. But when you fill your heart with the Word of God, your life takes on a greater shape. All these blessings are true, not to mention the anointing and the gifts, of the Spirit and the gifts of the and the fruits of the Spirit that you bear. Now, all these things are true. Walk in the living peace of God, the living joy of the Lord. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.